Praise the Lord. So good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen.
Amen.
God is here, and he's got a word just for you this morning. So be ready to receive what God has for you. Praise God.
Amen.
We want to just say that we are so glad to have each and every one of you here this morning. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, we'd ask you to lift your hand so our ushers can give you a card this morning. Amen. We don't bite here. This is a family here. Amen.
Amen.
And we just welcome you to be part of this family this morning and just enter into what the Lord has for you today.
Amen.
Before I turn it over to Pastor this morning, well, let's give him a report on Bean first.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. As you know, most of you know, Bean Revels, who plays the bass on Praise Team, has been in the hospital and ICU, and he was put into a coma and put on a ventilator. But now he's off the ventilator.
Amen.
And he is, amen, he is alert.
Amen.
Amen. And he's recognizing everybody.
Amen.
And he's talking, and God has just done a mighty thing.
Amen.
On Bean's, on his behalf.
Amen.
Amen. And we just
amen.
Thank God for
glory
it.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
God answers
glory.
Prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He is a miracle working
yes.
God.
Yes.
And what he'll do for one, he'll do for the other.
Yes.
Amen.
Because yes.
he's no respecter of persons today. Amen.
Amen.
Anything you want to add?
Yeah. You know, sometimes we say, you know, I wish I could see a miracle. Well, Bean was our miracle.
Yes, amen.
He was on the ventilator. They were doing dialysis.
Yes,
I mean, it didn't
right.
look good.
Right.
But God, but God raised him up with his word. God sent his word and healed Bean and delivered him from his destructions.
Glory
in Jesus'
God.
Name.
Glory
to God.
Yes,
glory to God.
Amen.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now, before I turn it over to Pastor, I want to speak. I guess we're stirred up this morning.
Amen.
Amen. God
Amen.
Is so good.
Amen.
I want to speak a blessing over you today. So be ready to receive what God has for you this
Amen.
Morning. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. I declare the favor of God surrounds you as a shield.
Mm-hmm.
I declare you have the favor of God and the favor of man everywhere you go and everything you do. I declare you reign in life. You are a victor. You are more than a conqueror. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. I declare you are the anointed of God. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I declare in the name of Jesus that your household is blessed and living
yes.
under an open heaven.
Yes.
The blessings of the Lord make you rich.
Yes.
Wealth and riches are in your house,
mm-hmm.
and everything you put your hands to prospers. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches in secret places comes to you.
Yes.
I declare you are a world overcomer.
Yes.
And the Lord always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give him a hand clap
glory to God
this morning.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Now I'll turn
praise
over
God.
To Pastor for neighbor looking time. Or I was going to say pastor looking time. Because I'm looking at pastor.
So it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. And I want you to say, I came
to receive
God's good word,
this day.
And I declare,
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day?
And I declare,
I'll never,
never,
ever
be the same
again
in Jesus'
name.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence. Holy Spirit, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say the way I should say it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Illuminate me. Open the eyes of my understanding while I'm preaching and teaching, Holy Spirit. Fill my mouth with your words. And Father, we thank you that your word says signs and wonders follow your word. And we are preaching and teaching your word. And we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to 2 Peter chapter 3. The title of the message today is Growing Up Spiritually. Oh, it got quiet. Up. Praise God. We're all growing up spiritually, amen? We're all learning, we're all growing, we're all in the same boat together. 2 Peter 3 and 18 in the New Century Version says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory be to Him now and forever. Amen. So grow in grace and knowledge. Now I want to read you that same scripture, 2 Peter 3 and 18 in the Amplified. But grow spiritually mature in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory, honor, majesty, splendor, both now and in the day of eternity. Amen. In the New Living, it says, rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You must grow. So if we're not growing, we're going backwards. Now, spiritual maturity is not automatic. I want y'all to say that with me. Spiritual maturity is not automatic. See, a lot of times we think, well, somebody has been saved for 50 years, they're a mature Christian. But it doesn't have to be that way. Sometimes it's not so. Sometimes somebody could be saved 50 years and could be the biggest baby in the church that there is, spiritually speaking. It's true. So it's not about length of time served, so to speak. It's about, well, you know, we had the gifts of the Spirit in operation this morning. I want to go there for a second. And I'm so thankful that we do. We have the gifts and you know, we had the tongues and we had the interpretation of tongues this morning in operation in the service. But that doesn't make the person that's operating in that spiritually mature. And a lot of times we say, well, they're a spiritually mature person because they've got the gifts of the Spirit flowing through them. But gifts are given by God to babies. Amen. It doesn't mean that you're spiritually mature because you operate in a gift. It just means you're a child of God because you operate in a gift. And you've been blessed with that gift. But it doesn't make you spiritually mature. Really, the sign of being spiritually mature is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, patience, There's the character traits that the Lord is building us by the Holy Spirit, and it takes time. See, now, we think that somebody can just grow up spiritually overnight sometimes, but it's not that way. It's a time process. It doesn't happen just overnight. And if you and I don't yield to it, we can slow it down or we can stop it. Now, I know that'll, you know, kick your theology over sometimes, because a lot of people think, well, God can do what He wants to do in us, through us, to us, but He can't. We can stop anything. We can shut any work of God down in our lives by not yielding to it. If we don't yield, He can slow it down. I say He can slow it down. We can slow it down. He's wanting us to do such and such. He's wanting to take us to this place over here. He's wanting to open up the gifts that He placed in us before the creation of the world. And He knows what those gifts are, but we won't yield to Him, so He can't have His perfect will in us because of us. See, a lot of people think, que sera, sera, whatever will be, and God's will be done in the earth, but that's not so. Because you and I know people that are not born again. And God wants everybody to be born again, but they have a choice of being born again or not being born again. It's an act of their will. Amen. Hebrews 5 and 12 in the New Living. Now, I'm going to kind of like validate this point. Hebrews 5 and 12 in the New Living says, you've been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. In other words, you've heard the word enough that there should be enough word in you that you could teach others. But instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's Word. You're like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. Now, so we can stop the spiritual growth process, or we can hinder it or slow it down. I've told this story before. There was a Christian man. He was called into the ministry. And he felt like the Lord showed him that he was going to be on the foreign mission field. And if I remember correctly, it was China. And, you know, so he just keeps getting this thing. He's supposed to be a missionary in China, be a missionary in China. And finally, he just said, I'm just not going to China. I'm just not going to do it. So he stopped serving God. I'm talking about years and years and years. He backslid and just stopped serving God completely. Then one day, he was in a service somewhere. He rededicated his life. The thing came up about China again. It's on the inside of him again. I want you to go to China. He said, I'll do it, Lord. If you want me to go to China, I'll go. And the Lord said, I never wanted you to go to China. I wanted you to be willing to go. I never wanted you to go. I wanted you to be willing to go. Now, you see, he slowed his own spiritual process down, as we do sometimes. Let's see. Have I ever been guilty of that? Yes. Have you ever been guilty of that? Yes. If you think you hadn't, you are guilty right now of it. Thank you very much. Now, one, I didn't ask you, but I'll ask you now. You must be on the Lord's mind this morning, Juan. Will you come up here for a minute? Now, I'm going to give you an easy job this morning, Juan. See, I have Juan do all kind of things, be all kind of people, but this morning, I'm going to typecast Juan. I'm going to ask him to be the Holy Spirit. This will be an easy one for Juan. I mean it. Now, the Holy Spirit authored the Word. He knows everything about the Word. So, now, I don't want you to hold this up to me. So, now the Holy Spirit is showing me the Word. He's showing me, and I'm like, oh my God. Oh man. I got a long way to go. And then, you know, I can get discouraged. But you're not showing me as the Holy Spirit in a negative way. You're showing me the image of Christ. Okay, now that's the image that Juan is showing me. I'm looking in the mirror of God's Word, but and I might feel like there's no way I can do what He wants me to do. There's no way I can measure up. There's no way. It's impossible. And the Holy Spirit's saying, yes, you can. Here's the image. This is who you really are. You're not really just this person, but I'm changing you to this person. I'm changing you into the image. You see this, but I'm changing you into this. I'm changing you into the image of Jesus Christ. Daily, I'm changing you. Weekly, I'm changing you. Monthly, I'm changing you. I'm changing you by my Word. I'm changing you by sermons you've heard. I'm changing you by people and circumstances I'm putting you in place with and that I'm arranging that you be around. I'm changing what's on the inside of you into the image, the very image, the character traits of Jesus Christ. I'm maturing you from a baby in Christ to a full-grown person, man or woman in Christ, by showing you the image. That's the image. Well, I don't think I can do it. There's the image. You can do it. I just don't think I can make it. You can make it another day. This is the image of Jesus Christ. He made it. You can make it. Amen. I'm telling you. Yeah. Hang on. So the Holy Spirit's helping me grow spiritually. He's helping me. I mean, you know, we don't realize how much the Holy Spirit, He's always there. He's always ready to help. He's always willing to lift us up and comfort us and encourage us. You know, we're fallible people. We make a lot of mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes. Have y'all made some mistakes? You know, I've missed it a lot of times, but the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, has helped me up. The Lord, by the Holy Spirit, when I want to quit, He said, no, you can't quit. You must stand still and see my salvation. No, you can't. No, no. He does that. And He does it in such a wonderful way. See, the Holy Spirit's not, He's not moved by your circumstances. He's not moved by everybody, what they're saying about you or things that you're going through or the feelings that you've got. He's not moved with that. The Bible says that He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. I understand that. He knows exactly where we've been. He knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly what we're going through. But the Holy Spirit is saying, oh, come on. Come on. Here's the image. Come on. This is the image. Here's the plan. Here's the vision. You're going here. You're going to be this. Even when you don't feel like you're going to be this. Even when you don't sound like you're going to be this. He's showing us the mirror of the Word of God and showing us the image of Jesus Christ. We might be saying, no, Holy Spirit, I can't. I can't do that. He's saying, yes, you can. I'm going to help you. 2 Corinthians 3 in the Amplified, starting verse number 17, says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, true freedom. I could never give up smoking. I could never do this. I could never give up alcohol. I could never be free. I could never, ever. I can't see it. Here's the image. Here's the image. This is what you are at this moment in time. But here's the image, and this is who you really are. You're not this really person. You're this really person in the image of Jesus Christ, and you are a free man. You are a free woman. And we all with unveiled face continually see, and as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are progressively being transformed into His image from one degree of glory and even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So one day we're changed. The next day we're changed. A little more word, we're changed. And you know, after a period of time, a process of time, you're being transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans says. Romans 12, 1 and 2. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm telling you, there's a process going on. And the old way of thinking is being put down, and the new way of thinking is being put in. And the old way of talking is being put down, and the new way of talking is being put in. And the old hopelessness is being changed to a new hope that He's given us. We're being changed from glory to glory. The Holy Spirit is always asking us to do things that we think we can't do. It might be a secular job. It might be a promotion or a different job altogether, and you say, I can't do it. The Holy Spirit says, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Amen. The Holy Spirit encourages us. You can do this. Don't go by your feelings. Go by what I'm saying you. Go by what I'm telling you. You can do it. You were created for this. What we do a lot of times is we get born again. I know what I did. First, when I got born again, I said, Lord, thank you for saving me. Now, put me in a job surrounded by Christians. Lord, I know a lot of people have prayed that prayer. Y'all are laughing because you know you've prayed it too. And Lord, please surround me with Christians, not all these heathens that talk and cuss and all this junk. Please don't put me back in there. Please put me around a nice Christian job with Christian people. I know one of the first jobs I got after I turned my life over to the Lord, I'm not even soaking wet yet. I'm just barely, just made Him the Lord of my life. I don't know nothing. And I know next to nothing. I know less than nothing. And I'm telling you, I know you're going to be slain in the spirit when I say it, but I used to cuss. I was pretty proficient at cussing. I was at a higher level than a lot of people. I mean, I was pretty decent at it. You know, and I know that it's hard for y'all to imagine. Holy Spirit, I don't think that was so hard for some of them to imagine. What's the problem with this people? I don't understand it. But I got on this job, you know, and there was these two elderly gentlemen that I worked with. I've worked with a lot of guys. And it was in this meat packing house, and it was really cold temperatures. Thank you, Jesus. And it was like 30 degrees all the time. But I was good at cussing, but I changed and I got this job, and I'm not cussing because I'm letting the Lord take my language. But these guys, they were much better than I would ever could even have thought to have attained to at cussing. I mean, they had words I would have to look up. I mean, Lord have mercy. I don't even know what they mean, but I know it's cussing. I know it's bad. It's real bad. And I think they figured out that I may have just became a Christian. You know, you got that look about you. And I'm sure I had. And so their job in life, they thought, let's get him to cuss. And so I'd walk in a room and they'd slam something down on the floor just as loud as they possibly could to startle me, to make me cuss. And I didn't cuss. And I was like, Holy Spirit, oh, God, help me, help me, help me, Jesus, help me, help me. Because Lord, have mercy. In a normal circumstance, I would have cussed. I'd have cussed a lot, not a little bit. And I kind of want to cuss at these two guys right now. And I'm real mad at them. Help me, Holy Spirit, help me, help me, help me, help me. I'm at the wit's end. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then they do it every day. They try me every day. And I said, Lord, please, please don't let me cuss. Because I had it in my mind. It was wrong thinking. I had it in my mind that if I cussed, that was it. I just couldn't live the life because I did that one time. You know what I'm saying? And I just, here's the thing. They didn't get me to cuss. They got me wanting to think about it a whole lot. I wanted to cuss them out. I mean, in my mind, I didn't say it with my mouth, but I sure said it in my mind. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But the thing is, don't let something like that throw you. You've got to give yourself grace and let the Lord do the work. Don't let other people throw you. Maybe somebody else heard you say something or do something. Don't let other people. The only people that pile on you are friends of the devil. Excuse me? This is good. The devil is the accuser of the brethren, and anybody that will accuse with him is joined league with him. Because the Lord, once we ask him to forgive us, it's gone. It's under the blood. I ain't saying there's not consequences. I'm not saying that. But I'm telling you, we're being changed from glory to glory. We're maturing in the Lord. Now, since we're just goofing around with cussing for a minute, let's go here. There are words that while the Lord is growing us up, it's not just cuss words. There are other words that are just as bad as cuss words. Hang on. They're worse than cuss words. But we don't think anything about them. The Bible says in Proverbs, life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So we can eat the fruit of life or we can eat the fruit of death. In other words, we can speak death words, negative words. We can release those words. And I mean, just lack words. And we can release that stuff. That's curses that we're releasing against our own self, against our own family, against our own children. You'll never amount to anything. You'll never amount to anything. Excuse me, that's a curse you're speaking over your children. Break the power of that curse. Don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that. I don't care if you're mad. Don't vent on that child. Do not do it. It's worse that they would be better if you cussed them out than they would be if you blessed them out with a curse. Can you understand that? There's power behind those words. So there's other words that are just important. We focus on just, you know, things that are in our society or cuss words, but we don't focus on the other things that the Word says once we come to knowledge of the Lord. The Word says there's words and stuff that we shouldn't be speaking. We shouldn't be talking lack. We shouldn't be talking failure and defeat. We shouldn't be. I understand we all feel like it sometimes. Sometimes we go through stuff that's hard as rip. And yes, our mouth gets in the wrong place, all of us. That's the reason we need each other, to help each other, not to condemn each other, but to pray for each other. The Holy Spirit's helping us, and we need each other. Keep us in the boat. Keep us encouraged in some way, comforted in some way. Y'all still with me? Well, that just scares me to death. Guess what? You may as well have cussed. I mean it. That just tickles me to death. I'm afraid I'll die. I'm afraid I got cancer. I'm afraid of flying in a plane. I'm afraid of driving through Atlanta. I used to say that all the time. I've told y'all. I used to say that all the time. I don't say it anymore. Amen. And I still got a fear of driving through Atlanta with people that drive too fast sometimes. I'm getting over that. That's the challenge. I'm getting over that. That's right. I shouldn't say I'm afraid of it. I should remove that fear word and those death words out of my vocabulary, just like I would move a cuss word out of my vocabulary. It is a cuss word in God's eyes, in lining up with His word. That was a side journey. Ephesians 4 and 14 in the Amplified Classic Edition. So then we may no longer be children, tossed like ships to and fro between chance, gust of teaching, and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine. Rather, let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, enfolded in love, let us grow up in every way and in all things unto Him who is the head, even Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One. So the Holy Spirit's job is changing us from children who are tossed to and fro to mature Christians. He's got His hands full. He wants us to mature Christians that are full of the Word, but He's got His hands full. He's working with us. That's the reason I always tell you, I don't have time to worry about, you know, people think, well, you know, what if I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and you know, you need to know, I ain't got time to fool with you. I'm trying to keep me straight. I pray for you, you pray for me. But I'm telling you, you got a full-time job as a Christian. You don't have to point your finger at anybody else. You got a full-time job as a Christian in your own life. Thank you very much. But the Holy Spirit is trying to mature me and get me where I'm speaking full of the Word, that I'm speaking it out the way He wants me to, in line with the Word, not moved by what I see, not moved by what I hear, not moved by my circumstances, but only by what God's Word says. In natural situations, children a lot of times can't be still. That's one of their attributes. We all know that. Sometimes spiritually, children can't be still. Hang on, I'm fixing to preach now. I'm fixing to pastor for a minute. Y'all gonna let me pastor for a minute? Okay, I'm gonna pastor. We can't stay in one church that we're called to. We can't stay because we're spiritual children. We can't stay in one job that we're called to. The Holy Spirit is maturing us by saying, stay put. But this is hard. The Holy Spirit says, stay put. Don't leave. Don't move. Be still and know that I'm God. And if we obey Him and don't move, then He'll grow us up. And spiritually, that means staying in hard situations where it would be easier, much easier on our flesh to quit. Children can't be still. Some people can't stay in one job. I had a man tell me one time, he had had like 11 or 12 jobs, and it was a little over a year period of time. And he was telling me about all these stupid bosses that he had. And I'm like, there's another revelation here. This revelation ain't about the stupid bosses. This revelation is you can't stay put in one hard place. I mean, things come up. There is transitions. I understand that. But you have 12 of them in a year. You need to start looking at in the mirror, the regular mirror. The problem is not with the bosses. The problem is with you. Hang on. I'm going to take a side journey since we're going there. Your children, who we speak well of, but they've been kicked out of 3 schools in a row. And you say, all these stupid principals and these stupid teachers trying to take care of my child, telling me little Johnny is bad. Well, you need to look at little Johnny, because little Johnny probably needs a whooping. I'm sorry, that's not politically correct. You need to apply. You need to whoop little Johnny. I mean, why? Because you want to train him to respect authority. Now, I understand authority can be wrong sometimes, and little Johnny can be right and he could be treated wrong. I understand that. But if it's something that's happening over and over and over, there's a pattern there. You need to stop looking at the authority figures and start looking at little Johnny. Saying, little Johnny, are you being a hellion when you're in school? Yeah. Thank you very much. That was a side journey. It was all free. And, you know, what does the Lord do with us when we're fidgety and we don't stay still? We get a whooping. I mean, He will correct us. He will. Thank you very much. One of the ways the Holy Spirit grows us up is getting us out of our comfort zone. Now, you may see me and Pastor Sharon today, and you say, they picked that. Wow, they've got it so made because they're pastors of the church, and you know, they just, that was just so easy. That is so easy. Yeah, we picked it. Not. Never picked this. I was happy in the back row of another church somewhere else serving somebody else. Said, I'll be happy all my life. I'll be happy, happy, happy. And the Lord said, no, I got something else for you. I don't, Can't hear it. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. But eventually he got my attention. And Pastor Sharon has told you about her, because I never wanted to preach. I was always afraid. I didn't like to stand in front of people, and it's not something that I like relish right now. But I'm not afraid of it. You understand? And I know Pastor Sharon, you know, I asked her to teach, and she's told this on her own self, so I can tell it. And she said, no, I'm not going to do it. I said, okay. And then I said, Lord, I said, I believe you told me to get her to start teaching. And I said, now, she belongs to you. That's yours. I said, I ain't saying nothing else. This is you. And a few weeks later, I guess the Holy Spirit had made her fairly miserable. And she came to me. See, now, nagging won't make somebody miserable. There we go. That was another revelation. You almost missed it. Nagging won't do the job, but the Holy Spirit can do the job. But she came up to me and she said, here's the deal. She said, if you really, really, really are 100% sure, I'm talking really, you know without a doubt it's God that I teach, then I'll teach. And I said, yeah, I know, you need to do it next. But you've heard her, and you know the gifts that are there, and you know how she opens up, and it's like, what? She don't say two words, and she gets up, and it's just like one. If you've never heard him preach, he is a quiet, that's reading, he's perfect for the Holy Spirit this morning, because the Holy Spirit's a gentleman, and Juan's a gentleman. He doesn't say two words, and then you ask Juan to pray, it's like, whoa! What was that? You ask Juan to teach, he's like, whoa! I mean, the Holy Spirit. And that's all of our teachers. That goes without saying. But, we pray, Holy Spirit, help me say anything I should say, and help me to leave off anything I shouldn't say. Help me say the things the way you want them said. How's Sharon come up? I got a lot more. It's all about God. I'm going to leave you up here, and just in case Pastor Sharon has got something. I like how he just does it with a smile. I just like that. I like that. That's the defining factor of Juan is his attitude. It's always been. Great attitude.
Praise the Lord. Awesome word this morning, wasn't it? Amen. Give God a hand clap this morning. Praise God. God always knows exactly what we need to hear, doesn't he? Amen. And so we're going to take what God has said, spoken to us this morning, and we're going to go out with the word. Amen. And we're going to be doers of the word, not hearers only, but doers. Amen.
Amen.
God is good, and he's not going to tell you anything. He's not going to ask you to do anything that he's not going to anoint you to do. Amen. He's going to help you. But, you know, sometimes we have to be that, like that Peter that stepped out on the water.
That's
amen.
Right.
It takes one step of faith.
Uh-huh.
See, it's by faith that we do it.
Amen. Amen.
It's not anything with ourselves. It's trusting God and say, okay, God, I'll do it. I'll trust you and take that one step.
Mm-hmm.
And then that anointing will kick
That's
in.
That's right.
Amen. And he'll
That's
carry
right.
you through. How many of you on your job, you have felt like, you know, you have felt like, I think I could, God's dealing with this person. And
That's right.
I think I could probably speak to them. But then the enemy comes right away and says, no, you better not tell them or talk to them about the Lord, because they're going to think you're crazy, or they're not going to receive it, or all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's something that we all deal with. Amen. Every one of us. But when we step out and just make that one little effort
That's right.
to minister to that person,
That's right.
then the Holy Spirit takes over.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing of God
Amen.
Kicks in and takes over.
Amen.
So what I'm saying this morning is you, when you just feel a little nudge, it's not going to be a great big booming voice speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But God speaks most of the time in a still, small voice.
Mm-hmm.
But when you step out in faith and just trust him by faith and step out and obey what God's telling you to do, mighty things will happen, amen? And you'll not only bless somebody else, amen, but you will be so blessed because you have yielded yourself to God, amen?
Amen.
And so we want to be in the image of Christ this morning.
Yes.
We want to walk in His image, in His character, in His ways. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Because He's a mighty God and He's awesome and He loves you this morning.
Amen.
He loves you with an everlasting love. Praise God. What love. We can't even imagine that kind of love that He had for us. That God took His only Son and put Him to the cross for our sins, for everything that we have need of, amen? Everything concerning our life, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. All things that are good comes from God, because He is a good God.
Yes.
And if you're going through a battle this morning, it's not God that's doing
that's
it.
That's right.
It's the devil that's
right.
doing it. It's the enemy
that's right.
behind it.
Yes.
See, he doesn't want you to go to the place where God wants you to be at.
Uh-huh.
God has an image of you.
Uh-huh.
And the enemy is trying to put a false image
yes.
of you on
yes.
you this morning. But he is a liar and the father of lies.
Yes.
Because our God went to the cross
uh-huh.
for us.
Yes.
Amen. Took everything that we have need of. And he loves us so much. You are special to him.
Amen.
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 And he wants to give you everything that he went to the cross for you. Amen.
Amen.
He wants you to have freedom this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to be blessed this morning. He wants you to be healed in your body this mm-hmm. morning. He wants all those good things for you. And all of God's promises, every promise in the Word of God is yea and amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we're going to go higher, amen?
Amen.
We're going to start receiving what God has
yes.
got for us.
Yes.
God's Word is truth,
uh-huh.
amen? And let every man be a liar.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is truth. So we need to focus on what God's Word says.
Amen.
Who God says we are.
Mm-hmm.
And what God says we can have. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we dismiss this morning. Father God, we just thank you for your Word this morning. We thank you, Father God, for your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you are so good to us. Father, we thank you that you, Father God, went to the cross for us, that you took on the sins, Father God, that you took on everything that we would ever have need of. Through thousands of years, you looked down and you said, I'm going to cover this sin in this person. Thousands of years, you looked down and said, I'm going to touch this person. I've got a plan for their life. I've got a purpose for their life. And in Jesus' name, he says that he wants to fulfill that purpose that he's called you to. He's not judging you this morning.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Satan is the judge.
Mm-hmm.
He's the condemner.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in Christ Jesus, there's therefore now no condemnation. No condemnation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No condemnation in Christ Jesus. See, it's all in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in Him.
Mm-hmm.
See, we try to do it in ourselves. We try to be in ourselves. We try to overcome in ourselves. But we can't do it. It's all through Jesus. It's mm-hmm. all through Him. It's all Him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you this morning, Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him
Amen.
A hand clap of praise this morning. Deborah, you can
praise
come.
God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.